Thoughts on the Psalm, Psalm 107, verses 17 to 22. We now come to the third picture, redemption, picture 3. We've looked at the first two pictures, those wandering in the desert, those imprisoned in gloom and darkness. Now we have verse 17 to 22. Now there's some very strong words here. And of course, the natural man, the unbeliever, often objects to these terms. Oh, I'm not a sinner. But look what's said here. Some became fools through their rebellious ways. Oh, I'm not a rebel. I'm not a fool. Some pride themselves on their intelligence and their decency and morality. I'm not a rebel. I'm not a fool. But this is what it is, the natural man. This is the natural man. We're all by nature fools. We're all by nature rebellious. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction. But underneath, we're all fools. We're all rebellious. We've all said no to God. Adam rebelled, and we've all fallen in Adam. We don't have to teach children to say yes and please and thank you. They know how to say no. They know how to be proud. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. Of course, some seem to get away with it, but underneath, we're all in this state. It's self-inflicted. Ephesians 4:18, Colossians 1:21 speaks of us being alienated. In our foolish mind, our understanding is darkened. We're alienated from the way of God. And the psalmist speaks of suffering affliction because of their iniquities. This is what happens because we're sinners, because we've fallen in Adam, and because we've added to our guilt by our own actual sins. We know what suffering is. I'm not saying illness is tied directly to an individual sin, although sometimes it is. But the fact is that ruin and misery and darkness and gloom and grief and pain is in the world because of our sin in Adam. We suffer affliction. They loathe all food. They can't find any appetite. Depressed and cast down, they draw near to the gates of death. They have nothing left. And then we have this dying state, but this glorious word breaking in, verse 19. Then again, we see this every time here. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble. They cried out of their desperation. They had nowhere to go. They were fools. They were rebellious. They didn't know what to do. They were wasting away. And they cried out to God, and he saved them. He rescued them. He sent forth his word, and he healed them. He saved them from their distress. Blessed be God. This is the gospel. Of course, it's in the Old Covenant here. But when we come to the New Covenant, how rich are these terms? God sent forth his Son into the world, made of a woman, yes, into the world. Why? To become a man, that he might live under the law, die under the law, pay the price for his people's sins. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And God saved sinners. He saved them, verse 19. It was his command. It was his power. It was his action. He sent forth his word. He rescued them. And the consequence, as always, 21 and 22. Let us praise the name of God. Give thanks to him for his unfailing love, his wonderful deeds. Tell of his works. And I'm trying to do it now. Are you in this position, my friend? Do you know you're a sinner? Will you admit that you're a fool before God? Do you recognize your self-responsibility here, your own guilt? They became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. Will you turn to the Lord? You know the answer. Then they cried out to the Lord. Then they sought him. Then they cried to their Lord, to the Lord in their distress. And whosoever shall cry to Christ, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord Jesus shall be saved. This is in Psalm 107, maybe 2,500, 3,000 years ago. Okay, but it's up to date. It's now, and it's for you, my friend. And if you will call upon the name of the Lord now, then you will be saved. Not tomorrow, not next week, now. Now.